I got to tell you though, George, this that I'm doing is like a continuation of the pyramid films, because I just keep following as this thing unravels and reveals itself to me. I did a show with you about a year ago, and I started being followed by a guy in New Orleans, and he kept writing me, sending me these videos that I never opened up. I mean, just I get so many people writing me, and finally, you know, I decided to look at one of them, and I was blown away. And I started calling him, and he started calling me, and I said, I've got to come down there. What's going on down there in New Orleans? And there's these anomalies that were being, and he was capturing them on his camera. So I took a camera crew down there about a month ago or so, and we started seeing stuff that I have never seen before.
Like what?
Well, we would see, like, lights, like they were like ships. But they were light. They were just made out of light. And then they would morph and change into forms that we're accustomed to. Like these lights would turn into like airplanes. And they would actually, you'd see lasers coming out of them.
Did they look like holograms?
Well, one of them was like translucent. One of the ships was translucent. But yes, they're like holograms. And they're manifesting in the sky. And then, you know, he started getting too close to these things, and we started seeing these forms of humanoids on the ground. I've got films of this, and we're going to do a whole document. I'm going back in about 2 weeks to do more filming on it. And they're happening on this shipyard where there's these cranes. The ships are actually landing on these cranes, and we're seeing some kind of channeling of like light down these cranes into the ground. It's like, I don't understand it yet, but on the ground, we're seeing humanoid forms, and they're not like these grays that people talk about. They're actually almost like human, and you can't see their sexuality, and it's just very, very strange. And we interviewed the guy there in the French Quarter, and I'm going to have a short piece for this that we've already caught available for people in about a week. We're still in post-production putting together the 7-minute piece so I can make it available to people. I think they're fallen angels. I think that's what they are, because fallen angels have forms. They're different than demons. Demons have no forms. So, you know, when people say, well, you know, the fallen angels are just demonic, they're not. Demons actually came from the Nephilim. You know, those are the disembodied spirits that want to go back into bodies. But these fallen angels, they don't want to go into bodies. They already have a body, and they're just these grotesque things that we've stumbled into, and it's just absolutely weird. So if anybody wants to see one of these little vignettes that I'm putting together, you'll have to go to my website and sign up for my email, and I'll send it to you in about a week. We're almost out of post-production with it, but it's very strange. And so we're going back to film these things, and we're going to make at least a 1 or 1.5 hour documentary. I've got a Hollywood film producer that wants to follow me back there and lean his shoulder into it too. So this is something I've never seen before. And I'm 64. I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, and I've traveled the world, made a lot of films. But this is something so strange. This kind of stuff, I don't even see it, and nothing like it even on YouTube. And you know how weird YouTube can be.
Now, are these full-figured creatures? I mean, are they, you know, 5-6 feet tall?
Some of them are bigger, and some of them shape-shift into animals, you know, with huge eyes. It's just very weird.
This is weird.
Very strange. And they're around his house, too, which is really strange. So they're actually, you know, I said, now you stay away from these things. Because I think you're getting into a realm of darkness that you shouldn't. I don't think you're able to deal with it, and I think you should stay away from it until I get back to stand with you in this thing, because it's very strange. And I really think these things have a tremendous impact on this world. I think they're affecting people's thought lives, and you know, there's an amazing scripture in the book of Ephesians that talks about standing against the strategies of the devil. And it talks about powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Now, if anybody's got my film on the Great Pyramid, they would know that we believe that angels fly in ships. 2 Chronicles 28:18 talks about the chariots of the cherubim. And these angels fly in ships. Well, so do the dark fallen angels fly in ships. And many of the sightings that we're seeing are these dark angels in heavenly places. Now, the word heavenly is something I want to get into tonight. I don't know how far we are till the break.
You're 2 minutes away.
But there's a difference between heaven and heavens or heavenly places. And it's really important tonight that we make a distinction between the two, because most people that read the Bible, they don't understand the difference between heaven and heavens.
But when you say ships, to me we're talking about something physical.
They are physical, and they're also light. They can manifest into physical forms, and they also can just be light. These things can shape shift, and they can create all kinds of images that are we're custom to seeing. And we have one image, and it's in this seven-minute piece where we see a light that transforms into it like a 747 in less than like a tenth of a second.
How
and
strange.
If you were on the ground, you wouldn't be able to see it. It happens that fast. But we caught it because cameras, you know, they can actually see, frame by frame, and we catch them in the frames. And it's absolutely amazing.
Why this area, Ken? Why there?
I don't know why there yet. I'm not sure it's germane just to New Orleans. I met a guy called me from Lafayette, and he's seeing orbs all over the place in Lafayette. And so I'm not sure it's just New Orleans, but we found this one shipyard where we're seeing these ships land on these cranes. And I've already rented a boat to go out on the Mississippi because the shipyard is right near Jefferson Parish, and we're going to take a ship out there and sneak up on it.
Is this safe for you?
I don't know. This is what I do. You know, George.
I know.
Sneak into the pyramids with spy cameras. It's just something that has to be done, and this is what I do. It maybe isn't safe, but I'm going to do it.